Today on Gnarly Farming, I'm your host, Caleb Peelman, and I will be joined by Jody the Cheeto Frame. In today's episode, we will be talking about the amazing farming techniques of the Inca, Mayan, and Aztec people.
Wow, those people had some gnarly farming techniques, I bet.
Yeah, man. Some that come to mind is how the Incan built these terraces in the Andes, because where they lived, they don't have very much good flat farming land.
That's very interesting. They must have been pretty smart to be able to adapt to their environment like that. Trying to have a substantial farming system in the mountains, such as the Andes, is no small feat.
Yeah, another thing that comes to mind with the Inca is how on the coast, where it was drier than in the mountains, they built irrigation ditches so they could get water their crops better.
I thought the Inca only lived up in the mountains.
Nope, they lived all along the coast and even in the rainforest and desert.
Oh, I had no idea. Well, back on the topic of ancient farming, I recently read an interesting article on the farming techniques of the Aztec people who lived in what is now modern-day Mexico.
Let's hear it.
So according to an article by Louis Werner, the Aztec people built many of their cities in the middle of bodies of water. From these cities were islands that extended outwards. These small islands were called chinampas.
What are chinampas?
Chinampas were small man-made islands that raised beds that the Aztec used for plots of land for their crops. They would also plant willow trees at the edges of the islands to control erosion, provide shade and firewood, and helped to control pests that would have ruined crops.
Was the chinampa system very effective?
Yes. In Werner's article, he says, experts say that the system was highly effective and produced abundant harvests. Keep in mind the Aztec had up to 200,000 mouths to feed per city.
That seems like a lot of people for that time.
It was. For reference, one of the largest cities in the Mayan civilization, Tikal, only had about 90,000 people living there at the city's population's height.
Did you know that Tikal was one of the more important agricultural cities in the Mayan civilization?
No, I didn't. What can you tell me about Tikal?
So Tikal started out as a smaller village, but eventually leaders started constructing temples and structures there. And rulers ended up building these giant structures made of limestone. In Mayan cities, farmers grew maize, beans, and squash mainly, but they also grew crops such as avocados, chili peppers, and sweet potatoes. Corn was their most important crop, and they eventually made the first tamales.
How did they farm their crops?
Mayans, similar to the Aztec, used systems of raised beds to grow crops. Also, similar to the Incans, the Mayans used terraces if their town or city happened to be in a more hilly location. Well, that concludes today's episode of Gnarly Farming. On tomorrow's episode, we'll be talking about modern advancements in agriculture and new futuristic farming techniques.
And always remember, where the alpacas roam is where the Incans call home.